This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. What are we doing now, Macca?
Well, right now, Rachel Tyler-Jones is the recently appointed Joy Program Director, and Rachel's joining us in the studio. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you? Yeah, that's right. That's a good start. Turn our microphone off.
Oh, look, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me into the studio.
It is. And
Welcome to Joy.
Yes.
Ta.
Well, you've worked around Joy for a while, actually, haven't you?
I have been around for a little while.
Yeah.
This isn't my first go around.
So, behind the scenes, tell us about that.
I started out as a producer. I'm very much a behind the scenes person. I like to lift other voices, so this is just another iteration of that.
Cool.
I was producing Dano and Mason for quite a while there.
Right.
I was that Rachel.
That Rachel.
There's a couple of Rachels around the studio.
Yeah, yeah. You're quite well known, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, producers are the unsung heroes of Joy in a lot of cases. I mean, Fiona, you know, we talk about Fiona a lot. She does a lot of hard work behind the scenes, you know, pulling together the talent, you know, scheduling the show, you know, those last-minute snafus, all really important, so well done. But you're now a bigger producer.
Yes.
You're actually, you know, we could call you the producer, you know.
How about executive producer?
Well, program.
Executive producer.
Director of production.
That's right.
Ah, director of production.
Yeah,
that's
director
good.
Of production. How that? We've just given.
So what does your role do?
Yeah.
So the program director essentially sets the sound of Joy, particularly in the on-air programming, as opposed to music. We do have a phenomenal music team and music coordinator. Yep. So it's more to do with the content that you hear, the voices that you hear on our radio station, as well as organising things like our incredible outside broadcasts that we've been doing, from the ones you heard at Carnival and from Pride Parade. That's all part of the role. So it's producing, events management, and looking after our on-air volunteers.
So do you decide what shows go on air?
Yes. Yeah. So 4 times a year we have an application process where anyone who wants to be on air or is on air applies for their spot, and then it's my job to take all of those applications and fit them together in what we call a grid. So looks kind of like the old TV guide.
It does, doesn't it?
And we make a sound for Joy through that process. So we make sure that we're trying to represent all of our communities, that it's fun and entertaining.
So when you say you try to create the sound of Joy, can you articulate a bit more what that means? What does it actually sound like?
Look, I think that we have an incredibly diverse range of communities. The thing that brings us together is not necessarily a political view or a social sort of push. It's an identity that brings us together, and that means that we do have that diversity in opinion and voices. So to me, the sound of Joy and going into the future, what I'd like to see the sound of Joy become a little bit more is a representation of that diversity. It's as much having those specialist programs that talk to those communities' issues as well as having those voices represented across our other programming, maybe like your breakfast, your drive, where it is more fun and lighthearted and we get to just have a chat about what's happening in the world.
Because, I mean, you look at, you know, the diversity and the breadth of the programs that Joy puts to air, it's remarkable. You know, you look at you know, in the top 10 podcasts, there's huge variation in the shows there. I know that, you know, for many, many, many years, Joy has worked really hard to get a better balance, you know, a gender balance on air. And that's always a challenge because it's about people, for all sorts of reasons, not having the time, you know, to put in to do a show. But we're making good strides in that area, aren't we? We really work hard. And looking at some of those programs, they are for particular communities.
Absolutely.
And that's really important.
Yeah, look, our less represented communities do tend to themselves be in a position where partially because of their identities, they're more likely to not be in a good financial position or to have more asks of their time and of their sort of emotional energy. But I'm really happy to let you know that particularly we've got three training groups going through at the moment, three groups of eight individuals. And we've got a huge number of women and a really diverse crew coming through.
And,
so
and there's one here this morning, which is great.
They are. They're off
fantastic.
In Studio 3.
And it is a motley bunch, isn't it? They're quite diverse.
Always.
That's what we want.
Motley?
I meant that affectionately, Macca. Yeah. We have another message. Who's that from?
I love Joy as it strives to be inclusive of all the wonderful diversity that exists under the rainbow. Keep up the wonderful work. And that's a listener from Sydney.
There Isn't that
go.
Lovely?
There you
Fantastic.
Go.
Fantastic. Thank
Isn't
you.
Isn't that lovely?
One here that Tim Wilson's now been referred to the ACCC.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
What does that mean?
It means he's got some questions to answer. About lots of things. It's a news article on... it's a Google News, a Sydney Morning Herald. There you go, Google it.
There we go. There we go.
Uncle Tim.
So what's next in store? What's your next big challenge?
With Joy and with our programming, I would like to see some of our less represented communities really start to get a voice across some of the more mainstream programming that we do. I think that would be a really simple next step. And that means making space and making them feel really included and welcome. And also just... I think we're at a point now where we have enough people from some of those communities that there is space for them in the grid. I'd also like to see us continue to produce a few more podcast-specific or create a few more.
We sort of play...
Oh, you mean so things that don't go on air, that just sit on the line.
Yeah, a lot of our podcasting is the radio that we put out live and then we create a podcast and someone works really hard to cut that down and, you know, get it down to the best bits. But we do have a few projects in the works where we're talking to really specific issues that affect our community and issues that are perhaps a little bit harder to talk about. And we've got some people working really hard to create some mini-series that are podcast-specific on those issues.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so that's something that we're working on
Do
now.
You also look after all the equipment and the technology? Is that part of your brief?
Look, it's not, but I do love it. So I'm starting to take over it. It's terrible. I've been popping in and fixing headphones.
I'm so happy about that.
I love it. I love the gear.
Those podcast-specific content. You know, we've played in that space for a little while, on and off, and I think it's really important. But, you know, it's also important that every single program that's on Joy, that new programs that are coming up or people that want to have new programs, it's incumbent on us that are on here to support those people and encourage them, but also, you know, give them the benefit of our experience to say, you know, every show is going to be different. There isn't, you know, the way we do it is, you know, very different to word for word. It's different to, you know, Tom and Warren. It's different, you know, to Triple Bypass, whatever. But for us, it's incumbent on us to provide that support and, you know, to share the experiences and what we think works for us. And how they can then draw on that and how it might work for them.
Absolutely. And I'd really love to see a more formalised sort of mentoring process, perhaps from... We've got such an incredible body of knowledge in Joy and in the people who have been here for a little bit longer, and I'd really love to see that passed along a little bit, maybe more formally than we do at the moment. So,
well, you know, it's exciting. Having a sense of history in community organisations is never, and I can say this, it's never been...
Easy
or the focus it should. And we need to pay more attention to that. But, you know, you can anyone that wants to do a show and wants to learn, we're happy for them to sit in on our show. We've had people do that before.
Yeah, we have actually.
Yeah, and, you know.
We like doing
and
that.
They interpret it as it's going to work for them. That's
All
what's
right,
important.
Folks, you heard it here first. Coming into
Rachel,
the Sun-Mag.
Love your enthusiasm, love your approach. It's very fresh, it's very honest, it's really great to have you here.
It's really good to hear that.
Congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you.
And have lots of fun with the role.
Always.
Yeah.
And we look forward to, you know, hearing great things.
And you fixed the buzz in Tass's headphones.
So I'm so happy.
Like, you know, he's nominating you for an Order of Australia.
It was such a pleasure.
Rachel, welcome. I know you've been around for a while, but welcome. Great ambitions. I really like the sound of that.
Thanks, Macca. Thanks, Taz.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.